salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step.
I don't hear it.
Life can be
hear what?
So sweet.
The pitter-pat.
Awesome.
Pitter-pat?
I
said, can't you hear the pitter-pat?
Yeah, I can't hear it.
Maybe it goes.
In shape with those blues.
Is that a pitter-pat?
No, that's not pitter-pat.
Well.
But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Are we ready?
Crossed over.
No.
Yep.
No. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold up at my feet.
Bring it home.
On the sunny side of the street.
Wasn't there a cartoon called Rough and Ready?
Yeah.
And was it a bear? Who was it?
I
think it was like Rough and Ready. And then I think
it was a dog and a cat. I believe.
Rough and Ready. Peon can't join in. He's too young. He doesn't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, no.
You would be able to find it on YouTube, I bet. Rough and Ready.
I've never been a cartoon person. Their cartoons, I don't know. They just never did it for me. Remember when you used to go to the movies? There was a cartoon always before the movie. You remember that?
Yeah.
And then sometimes your reaction was like, oh, my God, get on with the movie. Tough but steady.
They sometimes have
their little fights, even fight like dogs and cats,
but when they need each other, that's when they're rough and ready. Is it a dog and a cat? It was. It
was a Hanna-Barbera
cartoon. 1957, it says. I've never heard of that one.
Who was the cartoonist who had his characters always just tearing people apart? Hanna-Barbera. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. So I remember Mighty Mouse. Wait, first of all, let me welcome people. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you here. The first day of November. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And was it 82 someplace, depending on where you are, upper 70s, low 80s? Incredible. Yeah, spring. Yeah, sure. It's like spring.
No, I mean for allergy sufferers.
Allergies? In fact, allergies are so bad you can't even pronounce the word allergy.
Yeah. The last couple days I've just been miserable. That weather change when you think fall is here finally, and then we're right back up to 80s again. It's just like,
and the wind's blowing pretty good, so it blows the crap around all over. Yeah,
well,
I know.
The song says it's the most wonderful time. No, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
We're not there. We're not there yet. It's also just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Okay, it's not the 1st of November. It's the 3rd of June. I'm going to write that down so finally I'll remember that.
But speaking of Christmas, I saw one station, not here in town, but one station already flipped.
Christmas music?
Yes.
Well, that happens every year.
But this early?
I don't think this early.
Not this
early. Let me explain to the audience what's so screwed up about the radio business. All right, I'm speaking now specifically to advertisers who spend money on radio, and then you wonder why it doesn't work. It's this kind of crap. What they'll do, they'll play Christmas music for 2 months, and they say their ratings go up.
Mm-hmm.
So when the ratings come out, which are a joke, I mean, there's no bigger joke than the Arbitron rating system. But it is what it is. It's ridiculous. It's archaic. It's not accurate. But so much for that. What happens then is the one or two radio stations that play Christmas music, they go to advertisers and go, hey, look at our ratings. Well, first of all, that was a ratings number, inaccurate as it may be, if it looks like they're up in the ratings. It's only because they played Christmas music, not any other reason. And now they're coming to you to have you advertise on their station. They're not playing Christmas music anymore. They're showing you ratings based on when they did. And I got news for you. Any station that plays Christmas music, for the people who want to hear that 2 months, and I don't think it's many people.
No.
The ones that do, they just have it on in the background. They're not paying any attention to your commercial.
No, exactly. Are they changing once the commercials come on?
I'll tell everybody a great story about how tough it is to get people to understand how this business of advertising works, and how sometimes stations will give you inflated ratings information when the truth is most people, unless they only listen to one station, don't even know what they're listening to. They don't even know what station. And here's my story. Years ago, I had a bookkeeper, and she did my little bookkeeping. There's not much to it part-time. She worked at a travel agency on Clarkson Road. And every time I go in there, there's this just soft music playing, Johnny Mathis type stuff, and so one day I'm in there, and there are four women there. It's my friend and woman who still to this day is my bookkeeper. She's there, and three other ladies, and they're all travel agents, and they sit all day, and they work at a desk, and this music plays every day. And I said, where's that music come from? She said, oh, it's a radio station. And I said, what station? Not one of them knew. And then one of the women said to me, it's a radio sitting behind that stack of books. There's a bookshelf, and behind a row of books, they had set this radio. She said, it's been on that station continuously for 5 years. Now, not one of them. So I said, do you mind if I pull the books away? I pull the books away, and there's a radio, just a desktop radio, that's been running for 5 years, and it's on KEZK, yet they had no idea what the station was. So I guess my message there is, it's frustrating if you're in the radio business, because once you really realize how many people don't even know who you are, or the station call letters, or it's just frustrating. And when not one of the four women after 5 solid years could tell me the station, I thought, man, KZK needs to know about this, because all the time they spend on what they call imaging, all right, KZK, or any station, they think that's causing people to remember the station, when in fact, it's not. Because a station like that, and I'm not knocking the station, they've done very well, they still do well, I guess, but people are listening for something soothing in the background. They're not paying any attention to commercials. They wish they weren't even there. In fact, nobody turns on the radio anywhere to hear commercials. They don't. I make my living doing the one thing that causes people to tune away from a radio station. There's a challenge, because nobody turns on the TV or the radio for the commercials, unless it's the Super Bowl thing. Other than that, they just don't. It's a reason to get up and make a sandwich if you watch TV or go to the bathroom or whatever. So it's tough. It's tough to get people to remember who you are, who it is you're selling for, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they have a quote from the program director. It's Birmingham Station, Easy 102.1 FM.
Yeah.
And the quote in the article from the program director, John Olson, says, "This has been such an emotionally difficult year, and Christmas music brings so much joy. We wanted to offer listeners the opportunity to get into the holiday spirit early this year."
Oh, my goodness.
as if he just came up with this as a feel-good thing.
Yes.
When in fact, stations have been doing this for 20 years.
Is that not directly from a consultant?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it is.
Right out of the playbook. It just is.
And then it's just like the news stations, the TV news stations. Remember, they started at 6. Then, all of a sudden, some consultant came in and said, you know what? We need to start at 5:30.
Start before they do.
So they started at 5:30. Now they all start at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, and then because I really don't watch news at all, but I know, isn't there like a 4 p.m. news now, too?
Yes. Yeah.
So there's a 4, 5, and 6 now.
And a 7. There's a 7
there's
p.m.
a 7.
News.
Yeah. So, you know, anyway, you want news, somebody will have it between 4 and 7:30.
And then there's an 11 o'clock news now. So
what I never understood on the West Coast is their news as it is at 11. So like the Tonight Show comes out at 11:30. Everything is pushed back. I don't get that, and I don't get how people living in California, Nevada, what, how can they get up and go to work if they watch any of those shows?
To me,
as an if I'm an advertiser, I go, I'm not going to put a commercial on 12:30 on the Tonight Show. My people that I want to reach are working. They're in bed. If you're going to go to work tomorrow, I don't know who watches TV at 1 o'clock in the morning. But it's funny on the West Coast, and I've seen in New York, East Coast. I did go to Saturday Night Live one time. I took my sons and we went there. What a huge disappointment that was. You can't see anything. Did the Tonight Show with both Leno and Carson, did Letterman, and what I found funny was take the Tonight Show. They tape at 5:30. Now, this is California time. They tape at 5:30 for an hour. I say tape, it's all digital now, but they record. Now, so at 6:30, it's in the can, as they say, ready to air. Now, 6:30 in California is 8:30. In St. Louis. So now it's 8:30. Just 2 hours later, at 10:30, we get to watch The Tonight Show, yet the people in California, where it takes place, don't see it until 1:30 our time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So from 6:30, when it's done, it's 5 hours before they see it. We see it 2 hours. 3 hours after they finish.
Yeah, and
you get it quicker.
I don't understand that. Why?
Because I don't know why the hour late for everything. Why couldn't they have news at 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
Being out there has nothing to do with anything. I know there's a time difference if it's a live broadcast and it's on at 9, then I got to see it till 11.
Yeah.
And what makes it tough for them with playoff games or award shows or any of that stuff is if it's live, they usually want to pick about 8 o'clock because, 8 o'clock, California's 10 o'clock Eastern, or split the difference and go 7. So you're on it at 7 or 10 on the East Coast. It's just...
Yeah, like the World Series game tonight. People in California...
Oh, these guys, the Cubs have to win tonight. Look, it has to go 7 games.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Oh, come on.
Oh,
7
no.
games, that's exciting.
No.
No.
No, uh-uh. We want Cleveland to win this tonight. That's all.
We, you, and the other Cleveland Indian people.
Peon.
I would just like to see a seventh. Now, the seventh game, I don't care who wins. I just like to see it go 7.
Oh,
and
no.
And then be tied up in the ninth.
But you're not a sports fan. You're not a sports fan, so you don't get into this. The Cubs-Cardinal rivalry.
The only person in St. Louis that was rooting for the Cubs. I'm not the only one.
No, you're not. No, there's a few people, but most Cardinal fans, most true Cardinal fans are not rooting for the Cubs.
Oh,
we want the Indians to win, and we want them to win it tonight.
You heard it, folks. Dan Strauss, no true Cardinal fan, votes for the Cubs. So
yeah, I wanted
run into
to,
Dan. Don't say go Cubbies.
I wanted them to lose in Wrigley so I could see
all their faces. Oh, I did too. I wanted Cleveland to clinch it in Wrigley Field so the Cubs would not win a World Series game in Wrigley Field. My girlfriend Sandy
said...
Oh,
you are. You're tough.
I know, my girlfriend...
You don't want to win on their own turf.
No,
you don't win at all.
I'm right there with you.
My girlfriend Sandy said, oh, that's mean. Those people are nice, and you know there's some nice people, and there's this, and there. It's like
this
no.
is the benefit of not knowing anything about sports. I can root for anybody I want to because I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't have any baggage. I don't have any history. I don't have any hate for a team. It doesn't matter to me.
We met some people in Las Vegas, and they are from Peoria, Illinois. So they're Cubs.
Good
fans.
Story.
Yeah.
Leon, do you have anything?
Oh, you're not finished.
I'm sorry.
All right, so they're Cubs fans, and we were just talking about the World Series, and I said, you know that I cannot root for the Cubs. And she says, oh, I completely understand. If the Cardinals were in the World Series, we cannot root for the Cardinals.
Okay.
So Cubs fans won't do it either.
Yeah, and the Blues, a lot
and
of people call the Cubs.
I could see more where the Cubs people would never root for the Cardinals because, as Mike Evans would say, we kicked the ace many years.
Yeah.
I can see that more than I can see all Cardinal fans not wanting to. They're more jealous of us than we are of them. Look where we've been. Look where they've been. Nowhere.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
And it's not that we hate Cubs fans, and it's not that we hate the Cubs.
Yeah, I get it.
Just being a Cardinal fan, we cannot bring ourselves. It's against our religion to root for the Cubs.
Yes, and the Blues have been called the Cubs of hockey because they've yet to win since
the
their time in the league.
Yeah.
And... No, no true Blackhawks fan once the Blues got to the Stanley Cup and go, you know what? They've never won. Let them know. That would not be the case.
Oh, no. They would root against us.
I get it. I get that. Yeah. Now, when the Cubs were last time in a World Series, what was it, like 70 years ago?
1945.
Okay. How far did they take it? Were there five games, seven games, four games?
I don't know.
I was wondering about that. The last time, where did they go the full set?
I think the Tigers won. I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you were a fetus when that happened, so.
Right.
A fetus.
Even that. Yeah, no, not even that.
Not even that. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't today.
I do.
Ooh, a rare day. Nothing from Peon. Let's turn the spotlight on Dan Levi Strauss.
Thank you so much,
Frank. You're welcome.
Randy Grimm. I think a lot of people know Randy Grimm.
Stray Rescue.
Yes. And they've had, like...
A rough last week or
Oh, man. Really, really bad news with the parvovirus going through...
Distemper.
Or distemper, rather.
Isn't distemper. This like the name of a clown? Parvo the Clown.
No, it's distemper. Distemper.
I know what it is. And they said it sounds like a clown name.
Oh, yeah. But they've lost how many dogs? 18, 19 dogs.
Yeah.
And
to parvo?
No, to distemper. And they shut Stray Rescue down, and they're actually in danger of completely closing. But Randy Grimm came out the other day. He's been crying and stuff. They've been interviewing him, and he came out in the lobby, and there was just lots and lots of supplies out there because they need bleach. They need all these supplies to take care of the dogs that are there and to clean the place up so they can take in more strays.
I hate to interrupt you, but thank you.
What's that?
Because when you said supplies, I got
the joke.
See, Peon already knows the joke, and so did Dan. You guys have learned very well. All you have to say is one word, and I go, joke.
Okay.
So that'll be, unless I change my mind, go ahead. That'll
okay,
be
beautiful.
Thank you for
all
that.
All right, but they do need monetary. They need money. So if anyone wants to donate to Stray Rescue, I just urge you to donate to Stray Rescue.
And it's as easy as Googling Stray Rescue, St. Louis.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
StrayRescue.org is their website, and they need money probably more than anything.
I got to say, I don't know anything about this guy. But after a time, a long period of time, initially you wonder, is somebody genuine? You know, is this the real deal? This guy, I'm convinced, is the biggest dog lover that ever lived. Unless he's the greatest actor in the world. He's the real deal.
He goes into some of the worst parts of the inner city to rescue. That's where probably most of his rescues come from, just because they're either tied up by chains outside, you know, people that have moved out and left the dog there. So, yeah, I've seen some of his videos. Yeah, he is the real deal.
There are certain people, Larry Rice, Randy Grimm. You just kind of wonder, what's their angle? I don't think this guy has an angle.
No.
Saving dogs.
When he first started, they tried to do interviews with him, and he was scared to death to do interviews. Now he's gotten better, but he still doesn't like doing it. He just doesn't like his face in front of the camera. He doesn't like being behind the microphone or talking. He just likes to do that and get with the dogs and everything.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you need to do that.
Yeah, you do. You do. But and he said he's learned over the years now that he has to do that stuff. They really need help. And I think more or less right now they need money more than anything to help pay for the vet bills and things like
that. Look at Dan Strauss out doing good.
Oh.
Way to go, Dan.
Thanks.
Do you have anything else?
No.
No promotions of your band or anything? Your daughter singing? Or?
Oh, now you open the can of worms.
Okay, close the door.
Close the can of worms.
Sorry, it's closed. Burke segments officially.
I need money for my daughter's college education.
Go fund me. Absolutely. I'm Dan Strauss. Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Send me some money. There you go. You never know what will happen.
Here's a picture of my daughter.
Yeah. How can you say no to her?
She's in college. She needs money.
If she's in college now, let's keep her there.
And she's on the dean's list. She got... She was on the dean's list last year, still on the dean's list. Through this first semester, she got straight A's and still on the dean's list. And they gave some sort of a gift card for something like
that. Well, now you're just letting everybody know that she's really not your child now.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Now, there's something I've never been able to relate to, being on the dean's list. I didn't go to college enough to even have a
me
dean.
Neither.
But I was in high school on the principal's list a lot.
Yeah.
That list of kids he's supposed to call in and talk to, or have a talking to, as they used to say.
I was high school, they have the honor roll, and college, I guess, they have the dean's list. Is that what? Is that right?
I guess so. You're look at who you're talking to. You're just talking to people that said.
We mentioned this before, but when you start talking about going to school, this just all comes back now. As to how important you thought all your grades were in what you were going to become later, who you were going to be, were you going to be secure, were you going to be starving, you're homeless, when the truth is, and I don't know if we talked about this on the air, but the three of us did, not once in my life has anybody asked to see my high school diploma.
Oh, yeah,
you
know,
you just say, education, fill out an app, just put high school. They don't ever check it.
No, we have talked about that. I don't know how they would. And would you be able to produce,
that's a good question. Does the high school still have what? What do you want to see? My algebra grades when I was a junior? And it's important, but they make too big a deal out of A's or B's or C's, because the truth is, if you graduate, no employer is going to, we'd like to hire you, but you had a B- in science.
Yeah.
And we only hire people that were straight. Nobody's going to do that. They want to know, can you do this job?
Even somebody with a college education, say back, you went to college and graduated in the early 80s, can you write that down on your resume too? Oh, I graduated from college and didn't really graduate. Nobody's ever asked about it.
Well, people do it all the time.
Yeah.
I know lots of people. Look, I've known people that said, yeah, I graduated from SIU, Edwardsville. They didn't. I knew for a fact they quit just like I did. They got 2 years in or something. You can graduate. But nobody checks it. It wasn't that long ago, and I mentioned SIU. I can't remember the school, but they actually caught one of these imposters. And he was working on some committee for the college. And somebody just said, maybe we'll just check and see. When'd you graduate again, Harold? And then no record. And they realized he didn't graduate at all.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, but so busted. All right, Burke segment is closed. I'm going to do a little business. We'll come back. We're going to take your calls. One of my favorite segments comes up today about 4:30. That would be, he can't hear me. Can he, Colin Jeffrey?
No.
Okay, one of my favorite segments. I don't want him to know that. And that's where he steers us clear of bad radio and TV and directs us toward what he thinks are the things worth watching. So he'll be in here about 4:30. It is my honor today to do the Johnny Londoff commercial. I don't have a duck call. I don't have hair. He has hair. He has a duck call. I don't have the athletic prowess he has. A hockey player and a runner. I don't have any of that.
Don't have the nose for the business?
See, I would never.
For the business that he has?
No, it's too late. No matter how you try to package that, when you say you don't have the nose for business, no. I hope he doesn't hear this.
Yeah, that's a...
John.
You know what I picture? I picture him right now in a black Tahoe, and everything is great. Now they're talking about me. That's good. And then you said, you don't have the nose for it. And what if he's right now pulled over and just crying? It's quiet crying, but he's just crying because it hurt his feelings. How do you feel?
I feel horrible.
You should. Yeah. I knew you would. And John, if you're listening... That's Dan, man.
I didn't mean it, John.
That's not the rest of us.
Right.
We never even think about your nose.
No.
Ever. Because I know for a fact, John, if you're listening, because one day I saw Peon, and he just looked like he was thinking about something. I said, are you thinking about John Londoff's nose? And he said, no, I'm not. And that's proof.
Nose, I'm not.
Dan, you're making it worse.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Still going.
Cost us an advertising.
Man.
That's all we need. So, John, if you're listening... You need to know that Dan is that kid. He doesn't really mean it, and it's not the other kids. It's just him on the playground doing this. So
yeah.
You need to know that. And again, we never... I can't remember the last time I thought of John's nose. Can you, Dan? A peon?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Something we don't think about. Huh. Or talk about, really. You know, I know.
It's still good.
But folks, when you go there, if you meet John Londoff, don't stare at it. Just that's all I'm asking. Don't stare at it. Okay, now put a stop to that. They're not going to do that. Let's talk about what he does and what he does really well. He runs a dealership called Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. That's his name. It was his daddy's name. It's the name of one of his sons, John III. It is a family business. I like family businesses. And more than that, because there are family businesses where the family is somebody you'd never want to live next to. They're horrible people. This is a decent family, and they they put more emphasis, at least from what I can tell, on what people say about them once they leave the dealership. And you have to think about that. When a customer leaves, maybe they bought something, maybe they didn't, maybe they just looked. But what are they thinking when they leave? Are they thinking, I'm never coming back there again? And that is always foremost, because the price thing is it's so competitive now. Everybody was in a couple of bucks of everybody else. It's not about that anymore. Yes, of course they have great prices, so they wouldn't be in business. It's about now, what is it that's going to make you decide one dealership over another? I'll tell you what it is. It's how you're treated. So they put a lot of emphasis on that. You can see what I'm talking about if you'll just visit them, if you'll go there, take a test drive or not, walk around, buy something, don't buy something, just get that experience, because once you do, you'll realize by comparison how off the mark so many dealerships are. They make it the great experience it should be. It should be one of the most exciting things that happens to you is getting a new car, even if your new car is pre-owned. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit, or if you're true, especially South St. Louis, Washington, or Illinois, in one of the German communities, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Meet me.
And it's time to check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you already have an accident, and it's on eastbound Highway 270 just before 170. Two left lanes are blocked, and you're back to the Missouri Bottom. It looks like we have a couple slow pockets on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, and then we had an earlier incident before Highway 55 that's got you running slow now a little bit north of Tesson Ferry. If you're downtown, eastbound Highway 40 is slowing about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound, you're slow the Science Center to McCausland, and on westbound 70, look for some slowdown as you approach Hanley. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, even coffee and snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, keep it on the big 550.
I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News Director, along with reporters Jessica Machetta and Jill Enders. We'll have election night coverage. We'll also be joined by local political analysts Tyler Holman and Braxton Payne. And then for national races, we'll be checking in with ABC News.
The 2016 election results are right here on the big 550 KTRS, live and local.
For too long, Missouri's economy has been stacked against small business and the middle class. This is Attorney General Chris Koster. As governor, I'll work with Republicans and Democrats to change that. Step one, eliminate job-killing regulations and red tape to help small businesses create jobs. Step two, end tax giveaways and loopholes so we have the money to fix roads and fund public schools. Above all, our government must live within its means. As Attorney General, I operated my office under budget every year. As governor, I'll bring that fiscal discipline to the rest of government. My opponent, Eric Greitens, says he wants to blow government up, but has no experience and no solutions to put it back together. This is Chris Koster. The time has come to put politics aside and build an economy that works for all Missourians.
Koster for governor. Paid for by Koster for Missouri. Gary Mallory, Treasurer.
Attention Medicare Part D patients. The annual enrollment period is going on now through December 7th. Let the experienced Medicine Shop Pharmacy staff help you manage your Medicare prescription dollars. The Medicine Shop Pharmacy can show you what your premiums and copays will be, as well as making sure your current medications will be covered by the Medicare plan you choose. Here's Medicine Shop pharmacist and pharmacy owner John Zuzak.
It's just a fantastic time for us to review what's best for their medication regimen, and they see the knowledge that and the benefit that can be provided, and a lot of times, even though they're not a customer, they become one very quickly.
Schedule your personal consultation today.
I'm Jill Woodward from the Medicine Shop in Wood River, Illinois. Come visit us at 901 East Edwardsville Road across from the Hit and Run.
Come visit John and Patty Zuzak at the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in Stephenson, Missouri on Gravois.
I'm Justin Jemis, owner of the Medicine Shop in St. Charles. Come visit us for superior customer service, including free delivery of your prescriptions in and around St. Charles.
Hey, do you suffer from dry, cracked skin or painful static shocks during the wintertime? A whole house humidifier can help you prevent these issues throughout the whole season. So right now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your furnace, boiler, or heat pump is ready for the winter. Ask about our maintenance agreements and rebates. Premier Heating and Cooling is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau. They're the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in St. Louis and the St. Charles area. They're experienced with both residential and commercial HVAC. You can check out what they offer online at premierheatingcooling.net. By the way, all their technicians are certified and factory trained and have completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuous education and training. So what are you waiting for? Call Premier Heating and Cooling 636-916-1122 or you can check them out online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 1-800-809-7963. That's 1-800-809-7963. Call right now for a free expert reputation and analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 1-800-809-7963. 1-800-809-7963. That's 1-800-809-7963. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Today.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton, and be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8/7 Central on ABC.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I have an email I'm going to share with you, but in the last 30 seconds, something came into my head I haven't thought about for years. I'm going to read you an email about Ballast Dental Care. But years ago, I think it was originally a play, and then it was a movie, Little Shop of Horrors. Dan, you remember everything. Have you seen this?
Yeah,
a bunch of man-eating plants. Rick Moranis and Steve Martin.
Rick Moranis, yeah.
And I just remember it being confusing and weird.
Uh-huh, it's very strange.
It's a musical, right?
Yeah.
But there was a song in a Dennis song, mm-hmm. if I remember. Did you find it, Pia?
I did.
Fire this thing up. I don't remember anything about it.
When I was younger, just a bad little kid, my mama noticed funny things I did, like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies, and when I was done, I'd find a pussycat and bash in its head.
Wow.
That's when my mama
said... Oh, this is from the Broadway version.
What did she say?
Same song.
She said, my boy, I think someday you'll find a way to make your natural tendencies pay. You'll be a dentist.
I have not heard that for probably 20 years, however old it is. So the point is, this kid liked to hurt things and people, so he's perfect to be a dentist because they like to inflict pain. Wow, that's not Ballast Dental Care. Let me read you a letter. Frank, I thought I would drop you a quick email, let you know. I took your advice, contacted one of your sponsors. My wife and I are about 50, kids in their 20s. We've gone to the same dentist for the last 18 years. We originally chose this dentist probably for the same reason most of your listeners do, because she was recommended to us by a family member. To be honest, I wasn't even looking to make a change in our dentist, but I called last week to make an appointment for a cleaning, and the next appointment was 3 weeks away. I've heard you talk about Ballast Dental Care for years. I looked up the number, called from my cell phone, 2 rings, and I'm speaking with a receptionist. And about 5 minutes after hanging up, I had an appointment the next day with Ballast Dental Care. Let me repeat this part. His dentist of 18 years couldn't get him in for 3 weeks. Ballast got him in the next day, and he wasn't even a regular patient. He says, this past Tuesday, I had my first appointment at Ballast Dental Care. What a difference one phone call can make. It was relaxed. I was at ease the minute I walked in the door. And like I said, I wasn't looking for a new dentist, but I'm now glad my usual and prior dentist was booked.
Wow.
She lost a patient. Thank you for the great recommendation. Your ability to choose quality sponsors is uncanny. Chip, thank you for the email, and thank you for making that first appointment, because it won't be your last, and that's all it is, folks. If you make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care, and if you've listened for any time at all, that's a typical letter. Somebody couldn't get in at their regular dentist for who knows how long, and they go, oh, we'll get you in. Come on in. That's Ballast Dental Care. They would love to have you in that chair and show you that it's not like the thing in the Steve Martin song about inflicting pain, and you don't ever have to be scared again. I don't care how old you are, young you are, or what level of work you need done. Get in there and make the appointment. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Now, this is an example of how this country has lost its mind. And the mindset of people is all screwed up. People now don't want to say anything or do anything because somebody might get offended. Did you see the story about, I should know who Hillary Duff is, I guess, but she's an actress.
Right, yeah. I think she was either Disney or something.
So she dresses up for Halloween and has her picture taken with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is a trainer named Jason Walsh. Jason Walsh and Hillary Duff. So they have a picture taken, I guess, for Instagram or Facebook or whatever. She's dressed, and they're great costumes. I'm looking at them. She's dressed as a pilgrim, you know, the black and white Quaker kind of outfit. And he is dressed as a Native American Indian, the headdress and the buckskin.
Oh, I saw that picture, yes.
Now, it says that they've both taken to social media to apologize. For what? Because somebody went, oh, you're pretending to be an Indian. Screw these people. You know what has to stop? We have to stop bowing down. Oh, I'm so sorry. They shouldn't be apologizing for anything. Am I missing something?
No, because the Indians, when you're dressing up like an Indian,
that's
you're
traditional.
Up,
yeah. It's almost a tribute in some cases. They're not making fun of them. And the pilgrim, I'm trying to figure out which one are they upset with, the pilgrim because it has religious connotations, or the Indian because he's got a headdress on and buckskin. I believe that's what they war. I don't understand it.
I didn't think
so. They get all over social media. Oh, we're so sorry.
And didn't the pilgrims and the Indians sit down and eat together and stuff?
I think they did. They had hang on, maize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Corn.
Yeah, or carn.
Yeah,
carn,
I think it's carn.
Yeah, carn, yeah. Or maize.
Yeah.
We have a couple minutes if you'd like to take advantage of what?
Oh, and some lady called, and she said that she's with Peon and me with the Cubs losing, and if it's November 1st and we have weather like this, she believes it's called an Indian summer.
I think she's right.
Yeah.
I think she's right.
Go Indians.
Now, we do have some time to kill, and I can kill it, or you folks can help me kill it. Why don't you help me kill it? 314-969-KTRS, or for most cell phones, star KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. If you jump in here now, we have a chance to talk, and I love talking to people. I saved an article from a couple of days ago, and basically the whole article is about how the people in L.A. already can't stand Stan Kroenke. I mean, it's a great article about how they don't get him. And not only do they not get him, they don't like him.
Oh.
Well, what can we tell you?
He's such a horrible human being.
Why does a guy have to be like that?
I don't know.
Well, did you hear one of the people that on that ranch in Texas? Did you see that story? You know, remember the ranch that he bought in Texas where all those people had, apparently with the old family, they had like 99-year leases where they all, you know, it was lease.
Right.
But they built their family homes and lived there for a long, you know, their entire life. A lot of these people were lower income and military. One of the guys committed suicide and wrote a letter saying, essentially,
he never lost a minute's sleep.
No, he didn't.
I don't think a guy like this doesn't bother him.
No, he has
because
no
all those
soul.
People had nothing. They couldn't take their house. I don't think that you can't move a house. So you essentially just had to lose everything. Not you're not getting paid for it because, you know, it's not like where a company comes in to build a building and they buy you out of your house. There was no buyout. It was just you have a few months to get all your lifetime possessions and get out.
And we could be wrong about this guy, but every once in a while you see somebody, you're convinced they're exactly what they come off as. And this guy, to me, this is my opinion, no compassion. No real friends at all, not one real friend, and a guy who's always trying to figure out if you're trying to take him. He's got to be the winner in any game he plays, and he's suspect of everybody, suspicious of everybody. He's just, I don't know. He's got a new hairpiece, too, gray, not so old gray, so kind of like Sinatra's in last years of his hairpiece. Let me talk to Randy. Randy, how are you?
What's going on, Frank and the gang?
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, Randy.
Tell us, what's going on?
Well, I got a joke for you there, Frank.
Well, hang on. Go ahead.
This fella walks into this Mexican bookstore, and he said, hey, you got that new book on Trump immigration policy? And the guy said, get the F out of here. Stay the F out of here.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the book. Got him. Good try, though.
All right. Well, y'all have a good one. Right.
Thank you, Randy.
See you, bro.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Randy for saying get the F out and not, you know, the real thing. I got a couple of things I'll save for the Playhouse. And Dan, one word Dan said earlier gave me an idea for a joke. And I realize we haven't told for a while, so we'll tell that, too. Real quickly, before I do the last bit of business, we break for news. I don't think many of you realize why today is so special.
No.
Why?
Not just today, but especially today, because we were all supposed to be gone by midnight last night. Remember the last...
Oh, the news?
The scholars and the philosophers all got together and went, okay, we miscalculated. October 31st, by midnight, the entire world comes to an end.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I can't keep track.
Here we are. Wow. You know, at some point, they're going to get it right. Well, I don't know when that's going to be.
Well, we won't know about it.
But watch what's going to happen next. Every time this happens, they go, well, and these are the same people that said, what was it? We were supposed to be dead earlier in the year.
Miscalculated or something.
Yeah, we now know what we did wrong. Every time they go, now we know this is going to be the real end of the world.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be yesterday. How about a round of applause for the fact that we made it? We're here. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Dodged it again. I'm not quite ready yet. I'm working on getting ready, but I'm not ready yet.
They're getting heaven ready.
Now, when I was a kid, at the end of the church service, I remember the preacher would get up and go, he hold the Bible up. He go, you ready to go right now? If Jesus Christ walked in the door of this church, would you be ready to go? He's coming for his followers. Are you ready? Are you ready? And I used to sit there as a kid going, man, I don't know. I hope I'm ready. And I kept waiting for them to walk in there because that's the way they sort of...
Well, if you were a kid, that scared the crap out of you.
It did. And here I am now. I'm still not quite ready. So thanks for a couple extra years or whatever by not taking us yesterday. Amenies is spelled A-M-I-N-I-S. Amenies. It's in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low, hang your head over here. The wind.
sounded just like him. Meanies has a copper top, and that's just the outside. It's you can tell when you see the outside of the building, there's something different going on there, because even outside, it doesn't look like anything else. And then you go inside. Ah, there's the fun part. And what makes it so unlike most stores is, in most stores, mom, dad, grandpa, they like it, but the kids want to get out of there. Meanies take the whole family, from babies to 100 years old. They'll love this store, because while you're looking at something the kids aren't interested in, they'll be on free play on the arcade games or the pinball games. Also, go to their website. Keep checking every week or so to see what they're moving out, that they're bringing new models in, a patio furniture or whatever, especially area rugs. Area rugs are a big deal now. A lot of wood floors, a lot of tile floors. Rugs are big. If you're going to buy one, don't buy a piece of garbage. Get the best of the best, whether it's handmade or machine-made, because at Meanies, I don't care what the category is, no junk. A-M-I-N-I-S. Meanies. Oh, in Chesterfield Valley. I think we said that. Meanies.com.
All right, time for a quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it's a tough ride up in North County on eastbound Highway 270. That accident just after Lindbergh before 170. Two left lanes locked. You're backed up to St. Charles Rock Road. Southbound 270 now slowing in pockets from Page down to Doherty Ferry from 44 through Tesson Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It takes the stress out of caring for a sick child. A gentle forehead scan, that's all it takes. Get your Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight K. is bringing common sense back to state government. K. sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight K. supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, K. secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight K. for state representative. He's working